This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, who is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that covers business, politics, news, entertainment for the entire region. How are you, sir?
Doing well this morning. It's beautiful Friday morning.
It is beautiful. This is sort of the quintessential autumn day, I think.
Well, I'll run to the dictionary and look up quintessential, but I think you're correct.
Let's start with a home sales report, that numbers that came out this week, and it's thumbs up for just about the entire region.
It is thumbs up, and believe it or not, you know, the Fort Smith metro area that's been beat up so much for the year on almost any economic report had potentially the best numbers, relatively speaking, out of our September report. It was the only metro area that had both an increase in the number of sales, home sales, and an increase in the average price. But overall, for the first 9 months of 2013, the four largest markets in Arkansas, home sales are up a little over 13%. And I got to tell you, I had thought that come around June and July, as the interest rates ticked up, the momentum in the housing industry would slow down, but that's just not been the case. And just by way of reminder, our home sales report, it only covers the state's 14 most populated counties. That doesn't sound like a lot out of 75 total, but it represents about 70 to 75% of total home sales. So we think it's a pretty good indicator where the market is. But the one thing we are seeing, though, in northwest Arkansas and central Arkansas especially, is a slowdown in the price gain. You know, there for the first 6 or 7 months, the average price of the home sold was really ticking up. That's moderated back down to about a little over 3% statewide, and that's just a function of, you know, the value was returned, you know, after the 2007-2008 bust when the values just dropped. Well, those values slightly returned, plus we are seeing a slight interest rate tick up, and, you know, as you have to pay a little bit more interest, you're not as likely to pay more for the home. So it is putting some downward pressure, but still, if... like I've said before, if you're looking for a good sign for the Arkansas economy, the home sales is definitely one of them.
Big numbers in Benton County.
Yes, Benton County. You know, Benton County has a smaller population than Pulaski County, which is the most populated Arkansas county there in central Arkansas, but it has more home sales. There were 3,512 home sales for the first 9 months of the year. Pulaski County only had 3,425, so that's an incredible number. There's roughly about 160,000 more people in Pulaski County than Benton County. So that tells you the strength of that market, of that Walmart vendor community market there in Benton County.
You know, years ago, not that long ago, if someone had announced they were running for the Arkansas 4th District, you and I would have mentioned it. It would have been interesting. Now, this has a direct impact on the people that the City Wire and Ozarks at Large covers, because the 4th now stretches into Madison. It's half of Crawford. It's part of Sebastian. It's all of Franklin and Johnson. And James Lee Witt is in the race.
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I had earlier this year, when we were giving a lot of attention to the 4th District race, I did have someone wanting to know why we were, you know, why we cared. And when I explained the new boundaries, they got it quickly. It's just that they'd, you know, forgotten that it now literally snakes up into northwest Arkansas and through about half of the Fort Smith metro area. But, yes, James Lee Witt, the former very popular Yale County judge, was very popular as the Federal Emergency Management Administrator under President Clinton. He was credited with turning that agency around and modernizing it. He's gone on to have a very lucrative career in terms of emergency management consulting. But he is now in that 4th District race, and it's very interesting. You know, like I said, he's self-made. He's been there, done it, but he's back in the race. It's a game changer, I think, for the 4th Congressional District, especially for Democrats, because there was some thinking that this was just going to be a Republican romp. You know, Tom Cotton, who's the congressman there for the 4th District, is not running again because he's running against Senator Pryor for the U.S. Senate seat. But Witt's gonna be able to raise money. He's got the political connections. He's got the connections to political pocketbooks. He's gonna be able to raise money. This is gonna be a very interesting race. And he's, you know, some of the Republicans in the race, good people, but they do not have the political experience, the public relations experience that James Lee Witt has. So when we get into debates and some one-on-one, this is going to be interesting to see how these Republican candidates challenge James Lee Witt.
Well, when you mentioned James Lee Witt's ability to raise money, you're not talking just inside the borders, but...
No. Yeah,
I mean, you can see national Democrats seeing a House seat that has a good chance of changing funneling money into this race.
Yes, there's that factor, which is very important. And then just the factor of how many friends he's made over the years who... You know, if they didn't think he had a chance, would still be funneling money to him. So this is it's going to be interesting. And he's really taken on a bipartisan. When he came out swinging, he talked about, you know, his career has been trying to help people recover from disasters. Well, I think, you know, he essentially said, well, I think Washington's the biggest disaster going on. So, you know, I'm going to try to go fix that. And he pointed at Democrats just as much as he did Republicans. So he's going to be a Republicans probably were not happy with that announcement.
And finally, I want to direct listeners to an article that's on the City Wire right now, a conversation you had late last week with the CEO of USA Truck.
Yes, the CEO, John Simone, and the former CEO, who's now the CFO, Cliff Beckham. I was surprised. They were relatively frank about the company, the prospects for the company. You know, USA Truck is facing 5 years of consecutive financial losses, and they're also facing a pretty serious hostile takeover from Knight Transportation, who has the means to carry through. It'll just be interesting to see what the USA shareholders do. But, you know, Simone talks about what he's doing to make changes at the company. Cliff Beckham, the former CEO, I was surprised how honest he was with himself in assessing that his role in the company, and he even said that looking back now he probably did not have the experience to be the CEO during the time he was there. So from that perspective, it's a very interesting story.
All right, well, another busy week in the books. Any prediction for Saturday with the Arkansas Razorbacks?
Oh, man, I just can we start talking about the next season?
We can indeed.
Okay.
All right. There's your prediction, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael, as always, thank you.
All right, have a good weekend.